Harper Audio presents Fast Girl, A Life Spent Running from Madness by Susie Favor Hamilton with Sarah Tomlinson. Read by Nan McNamara. Prologue and epilogue read by the author.
Prologue, Manic. I was shaking, still riding the rush. The appointment I just left was in one of the fanciest suites at the Wynn. I loved my new condo at the Trump, looking out over the mesmerizing Vegas Strip with all its bright lights that never slept. But I wasn't ready to go home. I was on fire. I was a winner. I own this city. I wanted to go out and play. I knew where I was going. I followed my usual path through the fashion show mall, my stilettos clicking on the polished marble floor. Everything around me seemed to pulse and throb like the blood in my veins. My body was still glowing with pleasure. I wanted more. This is way better than winning a race, I thought. This is better than competing in the Olympics. If only my friends and my fellow runners could feel what this is like, they'd get it. Why are they still running races? If I'd only known how amazing this felt, I never would have wasted all that time. My old life still waited for me in Wisconsin, but I went home less and less these days. I was Kelly now, one of the most highly sought-after escorts in Las Vegas. Susie, the former professional athlete, the realtor, the wife, the mom, she had disappeared. I flashed back to the luxurious penthouse suite where I'd spent the past 2 hours. All sleek furniture and dim light, the shades drawn against the heat and the glare outside. It had been my first appointment with this handsome client, but I'd walked in and given him a kiss straight away, letting my mouth linger on his, my body pressed against him. I wanted him to feel like I was his mistress, like I'd been aching to see no one but him all day. He seemed a bit surprised by how forward I was, but I could tell by his smile that he was pleased. My strategy had worked. Coming out of the bathroom, where he left $1,200 in cash waiting for me on the vanity, I paused to let him admire me. I was wearing nothing but my 6-inch black Louboutins, a black lace bra, and a G-string. "Holy shit," was all he could mutter. I smiled, basking in his praise. "Could you turn around for me?" he continued. "Your body is so fit. What do you do?" "I was a gymnast in college," I said, using my favorite lie, because it seemed to match my petite but strong frame. I had found it was always a turn-on for my clients. My head was already buzzing from the glass of Pinot Noir I sipped in the hotel bar before coming upstairs, and his compliments intensified the warmth. So with the glass of wine resting on the bedside table, I felt incredible. Ready to go to work. Confidence, power, these were the forces that propelled me now. I took my client to the bed, showing him that I was the one in charge. As I stretched him out on the crisp white sheets, he laid there naked and ready. Making my face stern, I straddled him and grabbed his arms, pinning them back over his head with a force that surprised him, holding them there amid the sliding stacks of pillows. "Do not move your arms," I said with a sly smirk. "Even when I release you, don't move until I tell you." He liked it, I could tell. He was becoming more and more aroused. Seating control turned him on, a contrast from his daily life as the CEO of a major corporation. "You're incredible," he said. "You've got the best body I've ever seen." I had earned the $1,200 for 2 hours of my time, 2 hours spent doing what I loved. The crisp bills sat in my Louis Vuitton purse, a bag bought for me by another client. The hundreds were like a secret power source, propelling me forward. The confident clip of my walk on the marble floor of the mall made men look up and stare as I passed. An older gentleman with a thick wave of white hair and a well-tailored dress shirt followed me with his eyes. He could tell I was an escort. I could tell he was rich. I loved the power these men had. The wealthier they were, the more...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?